come forward and get a little bit closer to the camera. And introduce yourself, and we'll go from there. A little bit closer here so I can, we can see you and hear you. Introduce yourself. And
My name is Skeeter Riff. I'm currently the president of the Ethics Cemetery Foundation. I've got a few things here just to let you know I'm first. So y'all need to elect another president. Y'all probably gonna elect all of you off. Yes, ma'am.
You should agree to stay on for a while until we can get that settled.
Yeah.
And I have something to ask later that'll pertain to that.
Yes. Well, first off, my camp, the Jim Beauregard Sons of Confederate Veterans, Camp 1813, we had a couple fundraisers. We had our own bank account that we kept separate from my camp, that we kept money for Ethics Cemetery Foundation, that when David was taking care of it, to help pay for his gas, to pay us a lawnmower. We bought him a lawnmower, which now Ricky has, and anything he needed, we kind of gave that money out of our account. But since then, we'll probably still do some fundraisers, but we're not going to have a separate account anymore in the Sons of Confederate Veterans' name. We're going to just donate it straight to the Ethics Cemetery Foundation. And I went and canceled that checking account the other, I think it was a couple weeks ago, waiting for this meeting. And I had it transferred in my personal account, and I made a check out to $688.63 that's going to go to Linda right here for the Ethics Cemetery Foundation.
Is
she current treasurer?
She is, yes.
But you said there's a backup as well. Treasurer?
Yes, there is Laura James as a backup, but I'll show you all that in a minute. First thing.
Thank you for the donation.
Yes, ma'am. We'll probably do some other fundraisers for the foundation. We just had, there was a discrepancy in this thing where our camp, many years, how many years ago? 20 years ago, said that we told that to Cemetery Foundation that we would have two or three work days a year where our camp would come out there and pick up sticks or whatever and help them at rest. Somehow it's got construed that we're doing perpetual care, which we can't. We can't do that. Dave and Lucky were retired. They went out there every weekend and worked and stuff, and they did that on their own. That wasn't through the Sons of Confederate Veterans. That was David Wright and Lucky doing it on their own.
I recall when Owen Nichols we had
one of the guys in our camp, both all Nichols was in our camp, and yeah. Jerry Martin was in our camp.
Yes.
Yeah. I won't say who they worked for, because I don't know. This is recorded, but
yeah.
They were able to bring the lawnmowers from where they worked, and we all of us would go out there and the whole place would get cut in no time. Well, they had a new manager coming in, he stopped all that, so now it's just people bringing in personal equipment. So that's how that went. All right, when you do officers, I've got a form right here to show you how it comes from the State Corporation Commission, and y'all have to fill all those out. You can register online with the State Corporation Commission.
Yeah, I want a copy of that too, please.
So you can e-file, and as you'll notice right here, the note that she sent me, David's my wife, I had a form for David to fill out because he was still listed as a registered agent. So all the information was going to him and he was having to mail it to me. But before I could get him to sign it, he passed away. So this is a form right here when you finally do.
But you said he was on there as a registered agent?
He was the registered agent, yes ma'am.
And it shows on the paper?
Yes ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
But his wife wrote this, they said, this was sent to me from somebody else that she put on there and told them that he was deceased, but I don't know what we have to do as an organization to correct that
right. With
the State Corporation Commission.
Yeah, I'd like to get a copy of all that if you don't mind.
I think you got a copy.
Yeah, we're at the library. We'll get a copy.
You
can take the phone that and make your own copy.
And that was the form to get it signed.
This is all property of the Cemetery Foundation, okay?
And
confidential, is that what you're saying?
Well, not exactly confidential.
Why are you doing one of that copy of it?
Let's don't get into that. Go ahead and finish.
We'll discuss that after the video.
I brought these just to show you that this, as an example, these are what you get. This is for 2019 and 2020. All it is a $25 fee to the State Corporation Commission.
That's paid every
year. And he says due in December. December 31st is the due date. And I just paid it out of my pocket. So it was just easy to do that for me. But that's just to show you what they had. Now, we did have the United Daughters Confederacy on this DHR committee. They were given through the state of Virginia. They were given, $5 per grave, a Confederate grave that's buried there.
That's 107 soldiers.
I think it's 108 now.
Did they pay us for 45? Did they pay us for the entire amount?
They paid. I think the last time they paid us for the entire amount.
I
never
got that check. I don't
believe. Yeah, you got it. I sent it to you. Since we're hoping to get it back, they discontinued it because of the last governor we had. He stopped it. So hopefully, there's some people petitioning Governor Youngkin to try to get this back. So I'll just give you a form. If that comes back, it shows you how to apply for the money and get the money.
Sure.
But there's a stipulation in it. It was always hard on us. The only thing you can use the money for is preparing Confederate stone, or maybe a project to put a fence around and something, or something. You can't use it to put flags up. You can't use it to cut the grass. Can you use it to buy supplies, stationery, stamps, anything like that?
You should preserve the graves.
Preserve the Confederate graves that are there. So we should have
them. Do you remember how much that check was for? Was it $235?
I think so, yes, ma'am.
That's for the 47.
So they still didn't give us the...
We never got any more than the $5 for the fees.
Well, I wrote in my letter to them that
it changed
to 107.
Right.
So. Well, that's going to take some research and time.
Yeah.
That's not for this meeting, but we're recognizing the fact.
So that's...
And once we reapply, we know what we can do and can't do.
Yes.
If we can.
And I don't know if we have to, by that jumping up from what it was to 107, whether we got to go to the Chesterfield Historic Society or whoever to prove that those graves are there. I don't know. But that's a copy of that. That's what David did. And
So what we're witnessing here, for those who are online, is the transition that we are going through right now with David Wright moving on, rest in peace, and Skeeter, who has served relentlessly for many years in the support that the Confederate organizations have done, and there it's time for us to reconsider, review what we've had in the past and where we can go in the future. That's all can be ironed out on Facebook after the meeting today.
And you need, I can't do it like I want to do it, so I don't think I should do it. Because I'm a caretaker, me and my wife are a caretaker of her mother, who is bedridden in our house.
Yeah.
And it's not fair for me. My wife had to quit her job. She's an RN, had to quit her job to stay at home with her mother. She's there all week long by herself with her. And it's not fair for me to come home on weekends and leave her.
Well, you're no common than any one of us. We all have our issues, and we daily go through transition. Well, again, Skeeter, we thank you. That takes care of one of our processes on our agenda.
I'm going to try to do it in writing some kind of way. I talked to her about it. I'm going to donate the lawnmower to that Timothy Foundation that we purchased for.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Skeeter. Back to the copies of this, if it's allowed, I think everybody here would like to have copies of all of this.
We'll discern that later offline and decide what we can do and can't.
I don't know what the secret is about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Okay, where would we like to go next?
So we're pretty much, that's the big one, is the transition we're going through. And what we're looking for in the survey at the end of the meeting is if there's someone who would like to step up. I would say something about the Confederates. As a child hanging around up at the cemetery, all of those years, I had no idea Confederate soldiers were buried there. Matter of fact, I never read much about the tombstone, but it wasn't until records were searched, and then we found out how many were buried there, only we didn't know where they were buried. And it took someone like David Wright and the Confederate organizations to come up with who are they, where were they from, and a little bit about them, and then perhaps just have a, what would you call it, a mass grave markings, a place in the cemetery that they may be buried, may not, including one name we don't even know who was that served, that was killed, and that's listed as unnamed. So, yes. Feel free to talk.
I'm kind of moving on.
That's okay. Fine. Would you like to come forward and bring your issues? That's
not really. You did a good job, Steve.
That's what we're here for.
The convention at the cemetery has been a nice little convention. I'd like to get a dedication for David. Get a pastor right there about something special, or do you think on that?
Our next meeting, I can talk to the camp commander.
Okay, this is Mike Poole Jr.
Ricky,
and he has stepped forward voluntarily to take care of the maintenance, and it just happened that the bench and the location and then the dedication is part of the maintenance umbrella. So that's on.
And I think Miss Jane would really like that.
Okay, so let's get the comments, everybody that's going to watch the video and take an interest, throw your ideas out there, how to have a dedication, who should be invited, and so forth and so on. I have to be very sensitive in the days that we live in. Sometimes anything that flies a Confederate flag or has a notation is considered in a negative sense. But I don't know the lives that were lost during the war that are buried in Ettrick Cemetery. They could have just been farmers just protecting their land. They may not have taken a political position. We don't know. And it's not important. It's bodies that fought for a cause that they believed in. And we'll leave that up to the great maker above to decide and judge us all one day, rightfully or wrong. But they share a cemetery of some of the greatest loved ones of families of multiple generations. Great-grandfathers, great-grand-aunts are buried there.
I got one other thing I need to ask. Is, the foundation membership has been so secretly for years. No one knows what to do, who to contact to join. It's no one's fault in here, but we got a lot of people that from Ettrick who's moved away from Ettrick, and I'm including myself. I want to be a member of the foundation. What do we have to do to be a member?
I have a membership form for you if you'd like.
Well, if you can give us all a copy of that, please, we'd appreciate it.
Okay.
This is some stuff we need to review so we can get a bearing, and it's no fault of anyone that we have been fragmented forever. And that's because volunteers would come forward, and when you got somebody to cut, somebody that would donate, and somebody that keeps some records, everybody else goes away. But there is involvement. And so this is where we want to pick up. Let's use the technology and join along people who have relatives, never lived in Ettrick, but their parents were from Ettrick. It's a whole list of reasons.
And there's, just to let you know, because some of these people might not know, but it's not just for soldiers, it's not just Confederate soldiers buried there, too. We got War 1812, World War I, World War II, Korean War, and Vietnam War buried in there. So.
That's right.
Well, my understanding, Blanford Cemetery is the only cemetery in the country that has veterans from all wars. That's what I've been told. And so we probably don't have the latest Vietnam Wars, we could. But again, that's a lot of research in history, and we got some history buffs that can dig this stuff out.
Could the form that we talked about, you go into that, just include that in the comments of the day's meeting. Just put it in the comments, and then everybody has the form. If they want to print it, they can print it.
Okay.
Yeah, just take a picture of it.
There's plenty of it.
Yeah.
I've noticed some people on Facebook have backtracked the questions you can ship.
Well, that's take away the question.
Yeah.
Go ahead and put it in today's
meeting. Well, I can. Anything we want to be part of the video, I can zoom in. It won't be sharp enough, but you can see the document, and then we can scan it and get it up for a future day. I would like to say this about Ettrick Cemetery. Ettrick Cemetery is in a cornfield, surrounded by Virginia State property with a state access road. And then we have just between the cemetery and the river, which is a short distance, a walking park that's maintained by the county of Chesterfield, I understand. So it's a special grant, and it means a lot to the county and to the state and to Virginia State University. At one time, my understanding, the cemetery owners, prior owners, donated or released some of the land that was no longer deemed necessary for the cemetery, and this Virginia State College, now university, took that piece of property over with. So Virginia State University is all part of the history as well. We are all along the Appomattox River, are we not? We have just up the road at Appomattox, the Surrender. And then we had the Battle of the Cradle within sight of the cemetery. If you climb one of those pine trees, you can actually see the battlefield where the Battle of the Cradle took place. And of course, on the banks of Petersburg was the early colonial settlers that came during the early settlement of Jamestown. So we welcome our fellow neighbors of the community of Virginia State University, who actually the village of Ettrick is reducing in size and the university is increasing in size.
Okay. Anyone else have anything? The meeting doesn't have to last an hour.
Well, I would like to see it preserved forever, and I know none of us will be here forever. So it's just, I have a feeling in my own heart that Ettrick Cemetery would be one of the last things to Ettrick, because the town that we do, and the university would be all around it. And it's just, I'd like to see somehow it's preserved for 150 years or so.
And it's sad, and it's honesty, and this comes from my heart. Before Ettrick Cemetery was a cemetery, and the mill ever approached there, it was property that was dominated by the Native Americans.
That's right.
And everybody says, well, they were here first. Let me set that correction straight. Before the Native Americans came here, the Native animals were here. The Native Americans came to this part of the country because it was food. And so they relied on the animals. Without the animals and wildlife along the river
and the fish.
And the fish and the river and the transportation. So they were the ones that created what we now often call the Native American paths or trails. Actually, they were animal trails. And what do you do when you're hungry? You follow the animal trails, and pretty soon they become the Native American trails. And today they become the trails of the mill, and even now we have the university and the trails by the university.
The mills come through the industrialization of the river when they started putting into the river.
And as mixed results about and controversies about Ettrick being torn down, most of those buildings were built, I don't know what the ages were, but some of them needed to come down. Some came down on their own.
That's right. They lived their life.
They have. And multiple generations. And there are some properties that will have a few more generations of life before it will be time for them to be taken down. And then there are some that are being remodeled as we speak right now. You'll see on the video if you get one.
of a house that they've saving the foundation and the brickwork, and they're building a whole new. But I remember in Ettrick School coming out as a kid in the 50s, and the Cummins were building a brand new two-story house right across, Ettrick School. And I said, a new house in Ettrick? And I think that's one of the first ones that came down.
Everybody wanted to be there for the Zales, wouldn't
they?
And an ice cream truck.
Okay, our sign-in sheet, who has that?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's yours?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have a copy?
And we're going to get copies, and once it's on Facebook, everybody can see who was in the meeting and the names and so forth.
Are we on Facebook
together? Anyone else? We don't need a third an hour meeting because we do need
roughly takes the trim the grave at the cemetery and mow the grave. It takes like 6 hours. $25 every 3 weeks. Thank God for Henry's best to help me out.
And thank you. Every time I drive through that cemetery, you're working.
I'm doing it so Dave Wright wants to carry it on, and that's why I'm doing it.
Well, I know that we currently have a checkbook. Is that correct in the foundation name?
We have a savings account.
Savings account.
But my question is, I've been going through Skeeter, and he's just paid off for the repairs and the lawnmower, things like that, and I appreciate that dearly. I will want to, like, monthly send a bill to someone in the foundation saying, pay me my money back for my gas.
Right.
Not my time, no labor, nothing like that. If something happens to the lawnmower, I want it. It's got to be fixed.
Well, that's one of the great needs we have. If we could do it electronically, somehow get our checkbook savings account to where some you can make contributions, whether you want to make a due payment on a regular basis or just a donation if time allows and resources.
Well, there's plenty of people who want to donate, but I don't want to get involved in donations.
Absolutely not.
Done.
This is only one person's job. This is.
Like, I don't want it to be a war to get $25
right.
a month.
Okay. Yeah. A receipt. Somebody's got a receipt. That's money that came out of their pocket. If they're reimbursed, they'll be back to do some more work.
Email.
Curtis, I really appreciate you organizing this up. We've still got a lot of steps to make. This is a good
start. This is just the beginning, right?
Right. Again, I welcome everybody on Facebook, out of state, out of the country, wherever you live, that takes an interest and want to make a contribution or the time or physical, if nothing else, moral support. We welcome ideas and suggestions. We love to hear your background. Where do you? What part of Ettrick, and what do you remember about Ettrick? One of my favorite hangout spots, if you don't know me, was the train station. You know, this day and time, that's a hazardous place to be anywhere around railroads and fast trains, and we thought nothing was sitting out there within a few feet of the train or the freight train come through there.
Yeah, 50, and put 60, a penny on the tracks to see if
pennies on
smushed.
The track, and,
You know,
and, to my knowledge, I don't think anyone was ever injured or killed along that railroad.
No, and Ettrick was surrounded by railroads one time. It was bordered by railroads.
Petersburg had 5 major railways. As a matter of fact, the name Ettrick in village might not have ever come about except for the railroad. There was a railroad that ran along the animal trails of the Appomattox River between Norfolk and Southern today. It just followed the river, it followed the animal trail. It was flat ground, close to water, and the early engines and trains needed water and trees for fuel. And so that was one railroad, and then we had the Atlantic coastline that come in a different north-south, yes.
I don't want to interrupt the subject, not like that.
Yes.
It just hit me.
Okay.
That's an old age thing. The cemetery foundation bylaws. I know we have a status set somewhere, and if so, my suggestion is they should be posted on the webpage for all members of the city.
No problem with that. I have a parent.
And I have a question.
Yeah.
Who are the officers of the foundation?
You need all new officers other than her.
Skeeter Reels is the
president.
I have never met the vice president.
He's in our camp, SCB camp.
There's four.
Oh, yeah.
There's four there. There's the backup, the treasurer, and the secretary. And it's also, and it's Steve.
Okay, so you're treasurer.
I'm the treasurer. And I held the position of secretary treasurer because there was no secretary after Renee Erskine, after Renee Erskine left. Okay. I've researched and have lots of information about the cemetery and the organization. I was an original member and right now the only elected member of the board. I have stayed in the organization and stayed with the organization for 22 years. I have pictures, I have looked up newspaper articles, and I have the history. And I headed up, I volunteered to do the memorial for David. I have never in my life, and I have been a treasurer for many years in many different organizations. And at the current time, well, I did hold three positions as treasurer at the same time. I also, at some point soon, will be giving up the treasurer's position. So if anybody is interested, that's fine. I welcome all of you. It's so good to see you. I know that you asked for information about joining a few months ago. I wasn't able to give it to you because I couldn't at the time reach the people I needed to reach. I placed calls and I sent messages, but I couldn't organize a meeting enough to be able to give you the information you need.
I understand. I wasn't that big a person.
Well, I know. And I need to know today. Mr. Anderson has done a good job. He's got the word out and you're here. And I'm hoping that this will continue and that we'll have some other people to come also. But I need to know, are you expecting to be a part of the Ettrick Cemetery Foundation, or are you trying to start a group on your own?
I'm in the mid-70 range, and I go back to when Renee started the foundation and the second Ettrick School, okay?
Yeah.
My mother was a member of my sister, and of course my mother's gone on, and so that's the purpose of our meeting today. Is to look at where we are, where we've been. We have all got a long trail of years of dedication and service, and we're looking for others to come in, take an interest, and carry the foundation in a forward mode.
I think quite a few of us are in the mid-60 to 70 range.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important that we tell our children about what's up there. I personally have relatives who reside there. And I have been interested in the cemetery since I was 5 years old and old enough to know that my mother took me up there. I don't know that I was, that any of the war heroes were my relatives, but I do have relatives there. So that is my interest and will always be my interest. When Renee was here, she was a ball of fire. She did so many things. She got us incorporated. She got us she had someone come and map out the cemetery so that we know where all the graves are. Unfortunately, when the grass was cut, they mowed down all the little flags, so Now the graves who are marked with a headstone, of course we know where those are, but there are some that we no longer know where they are unless we had it researched again and someone came and did the...
Did they not keep a record when they did that originally?
There's a record of them having done it. They marked it with flags, and before anybody could get there, they were mowed down.
Was it surveyed or was it just assumed?
It was surveyed. I have
the records. Who was surveyed?
I don't have all of that right now.
I'm just wondering, they had to have something to tell them where to mark it.
Yeah, I think I have something that...
I think they took the radar.
I think I have something that supposedly has everybody's plot in there.
And when Renee did this, she had the county involved.
I think it's on
their
record with the Cemetery Foundation.
Again, it's research that we can't do it in this meeting at
right.
this location.
Exactly. I'm just telling you that it has been done. The foundation is in possession of some of it, and I don't think that I have everything. Things were not passed on to me when David died, but David's focus was on maintenance, but there were many other things that were going on at the time. And I started on the page, the Ettrick Cemetery Journal, only because we were doing the memorial for David. I had tried 2 years ago, more than two now, but probably 3 years ago, to get more interest in the foundation. And I was quickly put to a halt because I'm a woman. And from what I understand, I have other women who have been into the cemetery and have felt abused, verbally abused, by people who come in and really have no part of the Ettrick Cemetery Foundation or, and it's, the bullying needs to stop. And I am a victim of the bullying. I know how bad it can be. I have never had my reputation. I have never had my reputation put in jeopardy the way I have since I collected funds for the memorial. I put everything on. I set up the website. I put everything on there as donations came in, and I stated what the cemetery monument company said to me as to when it would be finished, and all of that was questioned by someone who is not in the foundation and some people who live 650 miles away. And it got to the point of libel, quite
okay.
honestly.
Well, thank you. All I can say, Glenda, is I apologize for any ill feelings, and we don't want to discourage any potential Renee coming in that they will face similar challenges.
Well,
we are,
I'm a woman and I've been going to that cemetery since I was a child and I've never had anybody disrespect me in any way, just in the personal.
Recent years, we have come through a pandemic, a divided country, not only by red and blue, black and white, division among wealthy, poor, division among the educated. We're fragmented. What we're trying to do is bring the pieces together
and stay positive.
And I appreciate and realize the difficulties of getting the stone shipped. The engravers to engrave, and we wanted the marker on Memorial Day dedication. That
promise.
Didn't happen either. We have a lot of pinned up disappointments. So what we want to do is forget the past, apologize, and we want to move forward in a positive step. Otherwise, we'll not go anywhere. We have the technology.
Let me say just one thing on that, though. Some people were contacting me about some problems down there where there's people parking down there, I guess having sex or whatever, in the way they couldn't get in. If you ever run into that problem,
call
Chesterfield County Police. They have no problem with coming
there. And people been doing that for 100 years at that cemetery.
Exactly. So I even went down there a couple times myself to see if I could catch them in there, and I never saw them. But I'm not doubting they were in there, but called the police, because the police have come in there a couple times when I've been there.
They were actually in there the weekend before last. I was in there and just been
trolling. Okay, do you have the Facebook up right now? Can you look at the comments trolling?
To be honest with you, I got Sue from Florida, which is 600 miles away. She's been trying to get on
because
her invite. And and going back to that right there, I apologize to Ms. Linda Brown last 3 weeks ago back there. We need to put all this behind us and move forward. I'm not a team leader on this Facebook thing. I was approached by many people. I didn't donate no money to this thing whatsoever. I didn't donate no money. But everybody's coming to me, I'm from Metric, and that's where these people, man, we need to put it to rest.
Well, they were hitting me too. I ain't had nothing to do. I didn't know it was being me.
Put it to rest. Let's move forward. It's for the cemetery.
We can put that some things to rest, but if they continue,
It will not rest. Some people should have stopped, Ms. Brown. I have to remember one here. Let's drop that. I don't want to send away any potential people interested in cemetery. No, we don't want the people that are interested in being a part of this foundation to think that is the way we work because it is not the way we work. We are together for positive. We are together for family. We are together to move forward
exactly.
In a happy way.
The purpose, according to the Articles of Incorporation, the purpose of the foundation is to preserve the cemetery for the benefit of future generations, to encourage the community to appreciate the value of this historic site, to provide for future burials, to publicize the fact that two veterans from World War 1812, 47 Confederate veterans, from the Civil War, three of which were buried the day after the Battle of the Crater, one Union soldier, three veterans from World War I, and five veterans from World War II, and one from the Korean War, are buried in the cemetery, and to assure that this will be included as a tourist attraction in any literature that is prepared as visitor's guide for the village of Ettrick. The foundation is formed. It has rules. And until those rules, until people join and we can get a new board and we can vote, these rules remain in effect. And I am happy to post them where I can. And I can post them on the Ettrick Cemetery Journal. I do not post anything on remembering the times of Ettrick Cemetery or
remembering the life and times of Ettrick.
Yeah.
So right now we have three Facebooks. We have the village of Ettrick. Do we not?
Remember the times
of Ettrick. And then we have the Ettrick Cemetery Village, and then we also have the journal. And what's wrong with having more than one Facebook presence?
Well, there's four. There's four.
That's right.
Okay. The first one I made, I think, 10 years ago, but I forgot the password, so I started a new one.
Something to add to that right there, will take away that's incorrect on what you just read, is there is no Union soldiers.
Right, exactly.
There's not one?
No, I contacted the United Sons of the Union Veterans. And they researched it and come to find out the guy's Confederate soldier. Because we will have a joint ceremony with them to dedicate the grave for the Union soldier with the Sons of the Union Veterans and the Sons of Confederate Veterans. But they researched it too, and they found out the guy's Confederate soldier.
Well, regardless, we have Union veterans, not killed in war, but they're veterans of American wars. They're there. So. American soldiers who served during World War II, the War of 1812, fought country, and came back and pursued a life, and died there. Veterans, but not soldiers killed in action.
I didn't get there this year, but I usually buy American flags and take them out there and put them on their graves every year for Memorial Day. I'm out of my pocket.
Thank you.
So multiple Facebook presence. You'll see the pictures, the video, the notes, the bylaws, and
only last thing I have to say about it is just make sure until we figure out something on the EOUDC thing that you keep that those tombstone monies that they donate to us separate from the general account. In case a tree falls and crushes one of the stones or something, you know.
Right.
Or vandalism.
Or vandalism. Which is
there's a lot of
leaders. We still have rules and guidelines in stone written until it's changed. We have to abide by those.
That's right. I would like to say thank you. If I leave anybody out, I'm sorry, but Rodney Davis went up and free of charge pressure washed the BLM off of one of the gravestones. He's also taken gravel and filled in at the cemetery. Billy Harmon has brought up dump truck loads and helped. Luke David was there. There are a lot of people that never get mentioned.
Exactly.
Or, you know, that just come of their own free will and their own time and do these really nice special things for Ettrick Cemetery. So a shout out, if I left anybody out, I'm sorry, but a shout out to all these people that are behind the scenes.
Yes. Don't take what I'm going to say wrong. That's wonderful, and I hope people continue to do that, but they need to contact somebody
right.
in the Cemetery Foundation to let them know what they're doing, because
that's right.
You just can't let people freely come in and out.
Right.
Right. I think they had talked with David.
Okay, that's fine.
They did that. Yeah, that was with David.
Yeah, a good old buddy system they had.
That's one of the phrases my mother used. That's all water under the bridge. Let's move forward.
Well, I think you made a good point. If you want to have a memorial service, you're going to have to contact the Ettrick Cemetery Foundation to get permission. If you want to have a picnic and a family gathering in there, you need to do that also.
Well, if you want, I'm sorry to mean to interrupt, but I want to make this official right now. I want to have a dedication to David Wright's bench and his wife right now.
Well, I think you need to put it in writing. You need to give us a date and a time and how many people do you expect.
You know, the only thing you go in there for is when they're contacting the foundation is if you have someone buried in there in the operation hours, so you can go in there.
I would like to make a suggestion that we contact Mrs. Wright and ask her what is her feelings and desires and whatever she says. We have what, and we'll go with that.
Excuse me, talk to someone as well.
We've got to make the legal requirements and the ground requirements, but let's find out what this place would like to do. We can do that right on Facebook.
And
I don't know if she's Facebook, not everybody's Facebook literate. David was. He was on email and everything else.
Yeah.
But she can put her desires in print on Facebook.
On Facebook.
We can all read them. And we'll work toward, I think, we'll do him honor and her honor to go with her desires and wishes.
And thanks to everybody who donated for that bench, and thanks for Glenda for getting it done, because it's beautiful.
Yes, it is beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't think anybody donated for recognition. But we donated for acknowledging it, you know.
David was a good soul.
And thank you for the
sons. He had a big part.
We got to keep focused that we're not just doing this for the soldiers.
No.
And even though my father's there, and he's very dead, he's with every person that's in that cemetery.
Absolutely.
Every living soul with them.
Well, then we're not doing our part for them.
Yeah, for our guys and everybody. I mean, the American soldiers, too.
Extremely few cemeteries have trees anymore. And the only reason Ettrick has them is because there's more land, open land, than there are graves.
It's nice to be walled off.
And so, what a beautiful place. You can go up and sit on a plastic chair, an aluminum chair, a stone bench on the ground. It's a wonderful place because you're within. If the trees were gone, you were within sight of the river, in sight of the mill, in sight of the technology of the railroad that built America, and corn growing, wildlife, a park along the river.
It was something we had a meeting last night.
A university that's focused on education. And just like the farm is part of education for Virginia State University, so is the cemetery, the river, as well as the waterfalls.
It's
you name it.
The one I mentioned there. And that's the sanitation district that built the school, that built the firehouse, that built the rest of the town. And then the county took it over. My father was the last employee of the Ettrick Sanitary. They did the water bills, they did the sewage, it was all taken care of by the town of Ettrick was its own little entity.
Yes, sir. Well, how many times did we get on a bicycle and ride down to a particular lady's house and pay the water bill? $10. Remember that?
Did you ever go out and collect water bills from the neighbors and things like that?
No, I read
some info back there.
We had our own barber shop. We had pretty much
everything.
Beer garden. We had
Tom County took over. They tore down the Ettrick School because it didn't belong to the county. They built another school. The old Ettrick School belonged to the sanitary district. And the fire department did.
And the old annex.
And the fire department. The fire department speaks volumes. You look at the little square building and the little one opening that the old fire truck, gas engine, I don't even think they carried water, did they? They just hose it and some ladders. Looked like a clamshell coming down to the line. A bunch of guys hanging all over this truck moving down, going to a brush fire. And then you look at it today, and attached to the building back, you've got diesel power engine trucks and paid firefighters. Mm-hmm. Where the early days, there were volunteers. Mr. I forget his name, Williams at
Charlie Williams.
At Wiseway.
Yes.
Far long ago, you weren't going to get any meat cut till he put that fire out.
I remember that day.
I got back to the meat counter. And
boy, I worked at Wiseway. I remember going out the door.
You were a volunteer fireman as well.
And then the Fisher family, generations of Fisher firefighters, and the Woodruffs.
Billy Woodruff.
There you go.
Yes, thank you. I have some questions, but I don't know if you want to wait until we adjourn the meeting.
Okay, we have a few minutes. We'll listen to them. We can answer them.
I was just concerned about your fiscal year.
I believe it's January 1st to December 31st.
Okay, and the board serves for a number of years. Just curious.
3 years, I believe, I will look it up. I believe it's 3 years, but it can be extended.
Yeah, I was just curious about that. And I was curious to know if there is a balance remaining for the cost of David's memorial.
Very little. When we hit the, I don't have the exact amount. I believe it's, I want to say less than $50, but it may be less than $100. When we hit the goal, I cut it off. Now, the Ettrick Cemetery Foundation does have some funds, but as far as the memorial goes, that's what's left, perhaps, in the memorial fund. And I can post that. As a matter of fact, I think it's somebody could, if anybody looked at the total amount that I posted that was raised and then subtracted the cost of the monument, it's right there.
If there's any amount that was given on behalf of that, it can be used for ribbons, banners.
Mr. Brown, do you normally give a quarterly treasurer's report to the president or anything like that?
Let me explain something to y'all real quick, folks. This thing's been in the raid in just out of shambles for a while. I wasn't even elected president. David Wright came to me and said he didn't want to do it no more. He had nobody to do it without doing it. And I said, yes. Glenda knows more about all this stuff than I know. And y'all on the right track right now. This is what you need to do. Is you need to get members. You need to sit down. You need to nominate people for positions. You need to vote on it. And that's how it goes. And you get your board meet like they're supposed to. The board members haven't met probably, I know since I've been president, they ain't met.
You and I. Yeah, we've had two meetings.
And we met at the pizza place one night.
Right.
Please got your deal.
5 minutes, I'm cutting the camera off, yes.
My question is, when are we going to sit down and have an election?
Facebook, people on Facebook.
I got that. It's 7 people.
Well, with the current journal online, and you have the information, if you would just put on the journal, the checkbook balance, perhaps, and again, anything left over that was given for David should benefit David in the memorial. If it's nothing more than putting another flag or ribbon during the time of celebration, use all funds for that, nothing but that, what it was given for.
And you need to right now decide, you can charge a fee. Is there a fee in the membership?
And that can go towards David's memorial because I know he knew who to send the check to. Unfortunately, I didn't keep up with it.
You want that designated for a memorial then?
Yeah, you can. It could be used towards that. And I was just adjusting the newsletter to the members. And I've done newsletters before, but I'm not volunteering. It's just a suggestion.
Well, okay. That's fine. Did you fill out one of these?
Not yet.
Okay, well, go ahead and fill one. Do you want to be a member?
Well, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
So we have a suggestion of a newsletter, maybe a volunteer. And so there's so much that people want to do. I say get out of the way and do it.
Is there a charge? For membership.
There's a membership fee. I've talked with Skeeter about it. I mentioned it to you. There was always a membership fee. Right now, I believe I talked with you. It's $25 a year. This is almost July. I would see the year runs from January 1st to December. So I would suggest if you fill out a membership form and you want to join for the first 6 months, you write a check for $12.50, and in January it will begin a new year.
Can we debit it to the account?
I beg your pardon?
Can we debit it to the account?
I don't know what you mean.
You mean like if you have a...
Well, if someone wants to write a check for the rest of this year, throw in another $25 and you've covered for a year and a half, and we'll post this on the journal, members, paid members. And again, you don't have to be a paid member. You can be a supportive member.
Well,
where does the membership money go? What is it used for?
It will go into the foundation fund, and what we need is someone who will take over the administration.
Gotcha.
The Vaughn's fence in around their grave site, the gate was stolen. Got the gate back. One of the guys in our camp, he's a lieutenant with Prince George, Sheriff's Department. And he got the gate back, and he's having somebody come in there and weld the hinge and all that stuff. And he's doing it on his own. But if you didn't have him doing it on, that's something the foundation
would pay to have done.
Well, I picked up a gate the other day from Prince George, maybe the same guy.
So let me recap, and I'm shutting this down.
Yep.
What we've discussed today, we're in a transition. We see those leaving, those that have been served for many years, and we're looking for someone abiding by the current bylaws in print and guidelines to transition from someone who would take the finances and keep it forward and add to our membership support, use the funds according to what they were designed for. We don't need to list them at this time, but to maintain and preserve our cemetery.
I only have one thing to add. You had discussed having another meeting prior to September. Do you have a suggestion?
This is whatever the general consensus is on Facebook. This ain't hard to do.
If we can't have a meeting for the for the cemetery foundation. That's what we're here for. We're here for the cemetery, period. You know?
Well, that's what I ask. Is this about the cemetery foundation, or
well,
do you want to do something on your own?
Let's look at our agenda. We want people to consider the survey. Tell us what you would like to do, what assets you would like to, your skills and abilities and times, and get our inventory that's on our agenda sheet, who wants to do what, where, and take a position, and then call a meeting.
There's a little problem with that, though, because I don't know how you operate as two separate entities.
That's right.
You can't go on your property without permission.
We want to be part of the foundation.
Until
records...
The state records, the county records of who is on the foundation list, that person is still accountable as far as who can and who came. And so, the importance is this.
Yeah, me too.
You can go on to visit. That's
I'm not talking about that.
That's right.
You can go visit. If you have a person buried there, you can go anytime you want, except during operation hours.
Right.
You know, you can go. But I'm talking about actually doing some kind of ceremony or... Not outside of burying somebody, because there's still, I think, a couple plots that are still...
That was buried there last week.
Yep, still...
Well,
you know,
how are people buried there and we don't hear about it?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
David always was notified, and he showed them exactly where the plot was.
Well, I have been told that there were no more than so.
But this is what I'm saying, that you're going to have a hard time.
I'm shutting the camera down. Let's recap.
Yep.
We see the urgency of... getting input from all those on Facebook so we can all read them and digest it in some time in the very near future, get a meeting together for the purpose of electing of offices.
Of the foundation.
And to take over secretarial recording as well as the finances, the dues collection, and the maintenance. We can't wait. That continues to go on. We need a path right now. When maintenance is done, expenses are incurred, how can that person get paid?
You need to send me the receipts. The way it's always been.
Well, see, I've been dealing with Mr. Skeel really today.
Well, he just turned it over to me. Yeah.
All right. Let's wait everyone
by.
All of our intimate friends and relatives.
Bye, everybody. Have a great day.
So,
being a part of the
meeting. The reason I say that, I want to keep it all in one, because if you don't have your cemetery foundation, you have a say.
Yes, that's
right. You don't have a say. If you don't, you don't have a say.
I think that's down the road.
Appreciate it. I'm going to send that tonight. Everybody just
say that.
Okay.
I'm not here for animosity.
Well, I'm not here. I just want to.